Bombing Ukraine and silencing critics. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. One of the oldest radio stations in Russia is off the air. It had been critical of the Kremlin. The Associated Press confirming the station was taken off the air today after authorities threatened to shut it down over coverage of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The European Parliament just voting to grant Ukraine candidacy status.
637 members voted in favor, 13 votes against, and 26 abstentions. So the resolution is adopted.
Though one step in a potentially lengthy process, Ukraine's president making a personal appeal earlier for his country to be made part of Europe as he accused Russia of war crimes. Later, another call with President Biden. The White House says the two leaders discussed Russia's escalation of attacks on sites used by civilians and the sustained help of the U.S., including ongoing deliveries of security assistance and humanitarian aid. 31 countries agreeing to let 60 million barrels of oil out of strategic reserves. Half of it from the U.S. as oil prices shoot past $100 a barrel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for a bipartisan aid package to Ukraine in the coming weeks.
The strongest signal we can send to Vladimir Putin right now is that the United States stands together, together with the people of Ukraine.
President Biden expected to focus on more than the conflict during his first State of the Union address tonight, still facing some significant domestic issues. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the American people deserve a commitment to drastically change course.
If this administration does not majorly correct its course, the American people may correct course for them this coming November.
The White House says the president's speech will include inflation, the pandemic, and climate initiatives. The first primary of the 2022 midterms underway in Texas today. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Crypto exchanges are being called on to block Russian users.
Crypto could provide a new way for Russia to evade sanctions. And there's precedent. Iran also utilizes Bitcoin mining to circumvent restrictions. And with Russia the third largest Bitcoin miner, the Kremlin's considering a similar option in the face of the tanking ruble. Now, Ukraine's vice prime minister sees that as a threat and is now calling on major crypto exchanges to block all Russian users. I spoke with a number of exchanges and most refuse to do so, saying they're complying with current restrictions but do not want to punish ordinary Russian citizens. U.S. officials are considering novel sanctions that would target crypto in the country as a whole. We may see an interesting phenomenon develop, though. If exchanges do uphold these sanctions, industry experts argue this could give crypto the credibility and political support as a viable mainstream financial option.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady. A former UFC champ is in police custody, accused of trying to kill a man in a California shooting.
Considered one of the greatest heavyweight mixed martial artists ever, former two-time UFC heavyweight champ Cain Velasquez was arrested Monday in California, charged with attempted murder. Velasquez is being held without bail at Santa Clara County Jail. Police in San Jose say Velasquez was identified as the shooter of an adult male near a roadway intersection Monday. San Jose police say the motives and circumstances surrounding the incident are still under investigation. The victim hospitalized, injuries described as non-life-threatening. Velasquez has a scheduled court hearing Wednesday.
Fox's Jared Max. Velasquez, who's now 39, held the UFC title for several years before retiring from MMA in 2019 and turning to wrestling. The Chicago Blackhawks can stop looking, hiring Kyle Davidson as general manager after considering at least five other people. Davidson had been serving as interim GM, but he's been with the Blackhawks for more than a decade, beginning as an intern and is pledging to build a winning team both on and off the ice. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.